This is a bit funny. I really got three emails from the Queen's Baton Relay office on the Gold Coast, and I just thought, that's a hoax, that's a joke, and I deleted the email. And it wasn't until the third email, and one of my committee members from Logan's Adventure Playground said to me, hey, you haven't said anything about the relay. I said, what relay? And they said, we've nominated you, Lisa, and you haven't done anything about that.
How long is the journey that you get to run with it?
Wait for this. I've been training for months. It's 300 metres.
Kim, did you get to Expo 88?
It was the year I turned 18 and I discovered all the pubs at Expo 88.
Hang, there were pubs at Expo 88 as well, were there?
Yeah. There was a brilliant one called the Ship Inn.
I think my dad drank there, to be honest. I think I can honestly remember Dad drinking there.
We pretty much kept it in business.
Right, you went more than once.
I also worked there for a short period of time with a company called Morris Catering. They did world pavilions, all the different countries, but they also had staff pavilions for all the people that work there,
yeah,
to be able to go and have meals and that without having to wait in queues with the public.
My mother was notorious for that sort of stuff, and plastic bags and, you know, all that, you know, the sandwich bags and all that. I had to bring them home from school and she'd wash them out and reuse them again.
The aluminium foil?
Yeah, that too.
How?
Yeah, wash it and flatten it and dry it out. And yeah, trust me, she did it all.
I'm shocked by this.
Sorry, Jay, but you know, there are some stingy asses out there that do that sort of stuff.
Dave clearly is one of those people.
It's got nothing to do with being stingy whatsoever, all right? I don't like shopping to start off with. That's the real reason. And B, I want to do them a bit for the environment, the little things.
You just keep telling yourself that.
That's exactly right. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's about saving money. Exactly what it is. Georgia, thank you for the call. Paul, do you listen to your neighbours arguing?
Yeah, I like adding to the argument, like saying, well, remember when she ran off with a bloody plumber, mate?
Oh, Paul, come on. You do not.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's...
Yeah, no, you've got to add to it. Give it a bit of spice and see how they get on.
But it actually makes me go, okay, and I don't know if you're in the same boat here, at least I'm not the only couple to argue.
No, we've all got to have one every now and again.
Yeah.
Any and every traffic controller in the Mackay region can relate to your toilet problem.
Okay, so being a female, do you have to go in the bushes or what?
Yes, you do, and you don't want to wander off too fast unless you come across something you don't want to find in the bushes.
Like a snake?
Yeah, not just snakes. Millipede.
Bite you on the bum.
I've been bitten on the waist by a millipede.
A millipede?
A millipede. Painful. Yes, a millipede.
Lucky you didn't bite you somewhere else.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we,
James? You're a little bit worried, aren't you?
Yeah.
Firstly, bunch of flowers for you.
Thank you for that.
So we got a message from you from Amanda from Mars Pizza Kitchen.
Hi, Minnie. $500 cash just for you to spend on yourself and support yourself.
Aww. There you go.
Everyone's crying.
We know how hard it is. So.
Thank you so much.
But look, take away with it and, you know, enjoy your flowers and, you know, use the money and spoil yourself like Amanda said, okay?
Thank you
for that. There you go. I need some tissues.
Greatest hits from the 80s, 90s and now. Triple M, Jane, Dave, 5:45. Friday morning, our top today, 30 degrees for the coastline. Our top 10 things to do around Mackay with Sundays is on our website as of this afternoon, triplem.com.au. 25 degrees around Folden right now.
I had a dream about you last night.
Oh, God.
Yeah. it's not one of those dreams, all right? Just settle down, Tiger.
Why are you dreaming about me for?
Well, it wasn't just you. It was also George Christensen, member for Dawson in there too.
That's more of a nightmare. That's not a dream.
Well, it was a funny one, but scary at the same time.
Was there a pool and jelly involved?
Not this time.
Like, so you've dreamed about that before?
Oh, I've dreamed about jelly in a pool and everything else, but
and me and George Christensen.
No, it wasn't you two, unless you have boobs.
How big was the pool?
It was only a little one. I think it was at Wilkie's. Well, was it a dream? Hang on a second.
It's like just a normal Friday and Saturday night.
Nah, last night I had this dream, okay? We were it was an election speech by George Christensen, and it was at the Mech.
Was the pool there as well?
No, the pool wasn't there.
Right.
But he was, you know, saying, I'm standing for jobs, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that for the seat of Dawson. You know, this is what I've done. This is what I plan on doing. And there were, speaking of the boobs and everything, there were a bunch of supermodels for some reason just in the back of him. Like, they were just standing there.
Are you saying I've got the boobs or George has the boobs?
No, the supermodels.
No, but you did say boobs at the start.
Yeah.
So you're saying George has the boobs or I have the boobs?
Well, both of you, really.
But yours are bigger than mine, though.
Yeah, but you still got them.
At least I can see my penis still.
Well, that is true. You've got one over both George and I. I'll tell you that. But,
continue.
But, yeah, there was these supermodels in the back of it. Like, George was standing here. He was at the lectern with the microphone and everything else. And he's going, I'm going to do this. These models are in the back, just standing there. Okay.
What? And they're just like watching him.
Yeah, you know how they have the models and everything, the supermodels at the back of a speech and stuff like that at the Formula One? They're all fully dressed and everything.
It's like a boxing ring where they're standing at the background to make the place look nice.
Yeah, but that's with the bikini and they're holding up the signs and everything. No, these were fully, it was tasteful.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're at the
I'm
back
not too
there.
Sure where this is going.
Okay. Here's the where it gets weird.
If it wasn't weird enough, the fact that George was doing a speech with models in the background, that wasn't weird? That's just the norm?
Yeah, well, he's there, okay? He's doing his thing. The girls are just in the back there, just looking good, as they do. But here's where it gets weird. You stand up, you jump onto the stage at the mech, okay? And you do this interpretive dance, and that's when I'm going, right, nah, I'm out. That's when I woke up.
What you sort just, of dance?
You just, you're there like this, like all over the shop, like you don't know what you're doing. Because I know you can dance. You're in the musicals and everything else.
We've got to reenact this dream.
Oh man, no.
We'll get the mech involved. We'll get George Christensen up there. We'll find some models.
Please don't.
And we'll end up with the pool with Joe.
That part I'm into.
With Sundays online now, triplem.com.au. We'll check the traffic with the team in just a few seconds' time. We head for our top today, 30 degrees. Dave's showers continuing, 25 around Proserpine, Mackay City Centre, 25 degrees.
And it looks like it's going to be rainy on the weekend as well. So those things for the top 10 things to do this weekend, you can check out the list on the website, triplem.com.au. You'd want to do them inside, wouldn't you? And there's plenty of things.
Of them, yeah.
And there's plenty of things on there for things to do inside, like the raceway, Slick 7 Raceway, Bakers Creek, slot cars.
Oh, nice!
That's awesome.
G'day, Adrian and the team down there.
You've had a go,
yeah. I suck royally at it.
You crashed the car quite a few times.
It's funny, you get the controllers, and we did it for our Gimme Five for Kids Family Fun Day a few years ago at the Mackay Showground.
Yeah,
and there was one child there. Would have been about 5 or 6, and he's like, "You want to play against me, Jay?" I said, "Sure, give me the control, kid." And then he has one.
Yeah.
So he's like, watch how good I am. I'm like, watch how good I am. Literally pull the accelerator. Car flipped off. And he started laughing. I put it down. I walked away.
Beaten by a 6-year-old.
That's usually an everyday thing for me. Just quietly. If you want to get involved, it's at Slick 7 in Serena there, Dave.
Yeah, in Bakers Creek. And dads aren't allowed to take the controllers off the kids, all right? That's the rule.
All right. Details at triplem.com.au. Let's check the traffic in 30 seconds. If you've ever... Pink and Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sundays. It's 11 minutes past 6. Live this morning for Harvey Norman Furniture, Bedding and Furniture, Dave. Their stock textiles on right now. Top today going for 30 degrees. 25 in Blacks Beach. We'll play Wikipedia coming up after 6:30 this morning.
Last night, it was the first game for round 3 of the NRL down in Melbourne at Amy Park. The Storm against the Cowboys. 30 points to 14. The boys went down.
Do we need to talk about this or what?
Well, we better, because Wade Chiesa from the Cowboys call team and charge down is on the phone. Good morning, mate.
How are you, boys? Not the result we were after, was it?
Oh, my God. I woke up this morning and I was brokenhearted. It was like the first time I ever broke up with my first partner ever, brokenhearted. It was horrible.
Fair enough, too. But I tell you what, the Storm have done it a few times for the Cowboys. That was their 7th win in a row against the Cowboys, hey? So... They know the secret, that's for sure. But, Cameron Smith, gee, all class, eh?
Yeah, look, there were a couple of things throughout the course of the game, and then the Cowboys started coming back, which was... and then they kind of made a game of it midway through the second half. But all of these penalties right towards the line, on the Storm were on the line, they would keep rushing off. What's the deal there? What was going on?
Oh, I've got no idea. There was that many penalties for offside. Now, I don't know. I think during the call, surely first graders know how to stay onside. And I couldn't work out why, like last week, we didn't see as many penalties. It's like they've gone away on the weekend and said, you know what, this week we're going to crack down on onside. Because there's even a couple of instances in the ruck where they probably should have penalised. So I don't know. I reckon too many penalties last night. A lot of stop-start, which you know, is difficult for a team to get into their groove. But way too many penalties last night.
Well, Jacko, who does our tips each week yesterday, Steve Jackson, Dave said he was tipping for the Storm to win.
Yeah.
And I thought, surely not. How do people pick this up? I thought the Cowboys were doing great. Again, people picking on Thurston saying, you've been out of the game for a year, so, you know, it's a bit weak at the moment. It can't be all on Jonathan Thurston's back.
No, absolutely not. I agree. It wasn't Jonathan Thurston last night. Again, you know, they were good. The Cowboys missed 39 tackles. That's the second week in a row they've missed over 35 tackles. The Storm offloaded, I think, 7 or 8 times more than the Cowboys. So a lot of second phase play. And some of those tries, players just missed tackles. So Jonathan Thurston's not going to do that. So as in, you know, like as in be the cause of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think, you know, that's what Paul Green's going to be really disappointed on. And just, you know, real lack of consistency there last night.
And what about Michael Morgan? He's just come back from injury. It looks like he was trying to stretch it out to start the game. And he just, I don't know, there was something wrong there, obviously, still.
Yeah, you just wonder whether, you know, whether he is at 100%. I get why they probably wanted to play him if he got through the training sessions and all that sort of stuff. They, you know, they probably rightly so to play him, but you're right, he definitely wasn't at 100% last night.
Yeah, well, look, you got the Cowboys charge down tomorrow on the show. Any special guests that you can tell us about now?
Yeah, no, look, we'll be talking to Pete Bedell and Jamie Soward. So we'll have a chat, get their thoughts on the game. Of course, they play Penrith next weekend, and Soward used to play for the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, the Cowboys charged down tomorrow from 8 o'clock.
So that's going to be an easy win for them next week.
The Panthers have won 2 in a row.
Yeah, but it's at 1300 Smile Stadium, so, yeah, you know, you've got to put that into the equation.
Yeah, well, all the coverage.
I know. You know what? You put anything in the equation at the moment, what's coming out for the tips? Oh, God knows how you work it out, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, the Cowboys charge down. You can catch it on air tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock. And, of course, the Cowboys call team doing a great job as always. Wade Chiesa, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, boys. Have a great weekend.
Tackling type 2 diabetes head on.
Good morning, guys. It's Taylor here in the Triple M Street Patrol. And this morning, I am making my way out to Serena, but I have made a quick stop at the Woolworths in Oralee. And in the lead up to Easter, I am giving away some Easter eggs and hot cross buns this morning. And if you're chasing a healthier option, not to worry, because I also have some fresh fruit from Veggies Unlimited and some granola bowls thanks to Soul Food Market. So come say hi. I'm outside of the Woolworths in Oralee to grab your free brekkie. And remember, this is all thanks to MURI, the Mackay Institute of Research and Innovation. This is Taylor in the Street Patrol on Triple M.
Taylor, did you have an imaginary friend when you were growing up?
I did, actually. He was half boy and half pig. His name was Preston.
Okay, Taylor, we gotta have a discussion with you sometime soon.
Did you make that up?
No, that's dead set true. And you can ask my mum. One morning she left him in the movie store and I fully cracked a tantrum because she forgot Preston.
Okay, so which part was the pig? Which part was the boy?
It was the body of a boy and the head of a pig.
I am scarred for life. Preston. All right. Thank you for
your... I
love him. Okay, we'll see you in Serena at 8 o'clock, okay?
Alrighty, talk to you guys then.
See Taylor in the Triple M Street Patrol. Oh. Preston. Oh, my God.
She's a precious child.
Oh, today's top, we're going for 30 degrees. High 25 degrees.
Jay and Dave.
For breakfast.
After 8 o'clock this morning, our good luck truck makes another delivery right now. We are playing
Wikipedia.
Ta-da.
It's everyone's favourite game. Even the kids enjoy it too. Because all you have to do...
It's a game the whole family can play there, Dave.
I wonder if they can make a board game out of this.
Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it is. It's called Pictionary, isn't it? Scrabble.
Something like that, yeah. Okay, here it is, all right? In a nutshell, we've got 3 headlines of the news that was over the last 7 days.
Yep.
One local one, one national one, one international one. If you're the last person standing after all of those, you're off to Mars Pizza Kitchen. $50 to spend for dinner tonight. How good
Friday
is that?
Friday night dinner has been covered.
Yeah.
Here we go. First headline. What is it?
We'll start with the local one. Two dead after fateful trip. Oh. I know it's a terrible headline, but it is the biggest news story of Mackay and the Wit Sundays over the past
horrible,
7 days.
Horrible news story.
Yeah, it is. So if you think you know what that's about, give us a call now, 13 27 10. You get to go on to the national and international headlines there too. If you're last person standing,
yep.
Dinner's on us.
First headline to start off with this morning. Speaking of which, the Nine News team will have their coverage on that again tonight, just after 6 o'clock is where you'll find them on number 5 on your television remote control. We're playing Wikipedia. Up next here at Triple M. Morning. And Dave, for breakfast, your official NRL station, the Cowboys falling over to the Melbourne Storm last night. You can catch the footy tips for round 3 from Steve Jacko Jackson on our website. If you need some help with the tips, triplem.com.au, 25 degrees at Airlie Beach.
Right now, we are playing a game of
Wikipedia.
Ta-da! Ross, mate, how's it going?
Not too badly, thanks.
All right, now, the first headline, what's that one about?
The recent helicopter crash in the Whit Sundays.
Yeah. It's terrible news, but it is the biggest news story of the Whit Sundays.
Horrible.
This week.
It's fairly tragic.
Yeah, investigations are continuing on that, and the team will have the coverage on that on Channel 9 tonight on number 5 in TV remote control. All right, on to a lighter note. Here we go. Headline number 2, Dave, which is it? National or international?
Let's go with the national one. We'll go a step up. The national headline, it's over for the year.
It's over for the year.
Good one. You've got me there.
You're bowing out?
I stumped you.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you for playing
Wikipedia. Ross, that's where you go. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Thank you. That wasn't rehearsed whatsoever. Thank you, mate. Give it another shot. Here is headline number 2 again.
It's over for the year.
All right.
Tanya. Okay. How are you, Tanya?
Hey, good, thanks.
All right, headline number 2, what's it about?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Okay.
No idea.
Well, should we give a clue away? Thank you for the call there, Tanya. Let's take some other calls, 13 27 10.
Jay has been talking about this show for the last 3 or 4 months.
All right. What do you think headline number 2 is about? It's all about it's over for another year. 13, 27, 10 in the game we like to call Wikipedia.
Raylene, do you know what this national headline's about?
Would it be Married at First Sight?
Correct.
Yes. Yes, it is. Devastating. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, get off the phone, Raylene.
No. No, Raylene. You're okay. You stay there, all right? You get a chance at...
But I have watched it through you, Jay, for the last however many months.
Oh, yeah, well, good. So I've kept you up to date with it then.
Yes, you have.
Okay, well, that's amazing. My job here is done. All right, headline number 3. If you get this one right, Raylene, this is all yours. Here we go.
Wedding of the year invites sent.
Oh, would it be Harry and Meg Markle?
She's got it. Easiest competition in the world.
Yay!
Yeah, we're still waiting for our invitation.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Raylene, you can be one of our plus one.
Okay, sweet.
If we get the invite, of course.
Cool.
This may be subjected to that we actually might not get an invite whatsoever. All right, thanks for playing
Wikipedia.
Ta-da!
Hey! Riley, we'll grab some details from you. It's actually easy to play. Thanks to Mars Pizza Kitchen back again next Friday morning. There you go.
It's a good game. Everybody loves this game.
I legitimately had to sit down and have a chat to my partner last night, a conversation, because Married at First Sight was finished.
Rocking back and forth, were you?
Yeah.
Wow. What are you going to do now?
Watch the football.
There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
It's all right, except for when the Cowboys win. It would be better to watch the football. Awesome to Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 14 minutes past 7. If you've missed anything on the show so far today, catch up now at triplem.com.au, including after 8 this morning, our Good Luck Truck, our top today, 30 degrees.
The Cutters are playing at BB Pring Stadium tomorrow night. Yeah. Make sure you're there nice and early, okay? The game's open at 1 o'clock, and the main game with the Intra Super Cup against the Capras is at 6. The head coach, Steve Pup Shepherd, mate, I'm pretty sure you want to put on the boots and get out there and have a play.
I don't know about that, gents, but looking forward to it. We need to put a win on the board for our season 2018.
But, you know, hopefully it's just the start of the season hasn't been where you would want it to be. But let's get those ones out of the way and then we can, you know, hit the ground running for the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can look at it that way. You know, we'd like to obviously play a little bit better that first week, but I was really happy with our improvement last week. I thought we took some really big steps and the effort was there. We just made a few errors in defence, but we can iron them out. But, looking forward to Saturday night.
There wasn't much in that game against the Tigers, was it?
No.
It was very competitive.
It was a very close game. You know, they had six NRL players from the Storm. You know, we had six from the Cowboys. And, you know, I thought our boys, you know, were really, really well, worked really well together. So, you know, we just need to work on a few things defensively, but I was really happy with our effort.
And I find that the boys also feed off the crowd. Is it just me or am I picking that up? Are you picking that up as well, Dave? Because I'm down there before halftime entertainment. They're coming off the crowd and you can just see they've got this mongrel in their eye, ready to get back out there and do it for the crowd.
No, all the boys, you know, they really appreciate the support. You know what? We talk about it before we run out. You know, what's the crowd look like? Let's make a good fist of it this weekend. And all the boys lift, so hopefully we can get a really big crowd this weekend.
And then
what's the weather like?
Don't ask.
Well, it's a couple of showers, but that's not going to stop a good game of football,
though. No.
A couple of showers won't hurt. We don't need that downpour like round one.
Yeah, look, but everyone was still there, though.
Yes.
Until the end of the game, everyone was still there right behind our team because, you know, it is our team. It's not just the Cutters. It's the whole community of Mackay.
Definitely. We got a great community. You know, we played away in Brisbane on the weekend. The crowd's nothing like what it is here. So
really?
Yeah, the boys are really looking forward to getting back home.
See, and that's why we love the guys as well. Give them our best wishes and we're going to be there tomorrow night. Dave, your chance to win some cashola and halftime entertainment as well for those folks going along. But
and that's why we like to pump everyone up, you know, have a bit of a yell and scream in the microphone and everything else to get the boys fired up, but also the crowd fired up, and it really does play on the psychology of the other team, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, you know, gets them off their game, but you guys do a great job, you know. It's very professional, it's very NRL-like, I believe, so, you know, I'm really happy with what you guys do. Thank you very much.
Well, if you could just pop into the office and see the boss and get a pay rise organised for us, that'd be great.
And I'll get 50 each off you guys.
Yeah,
why not?
Let's not push the friendship
if we get a $2,000 pay rise each. Sure, $50, no problems.
Oh, that's hilarious, mate. You're a good champion, mate. Thanks for joining us in the studio this morning, and go to the Cutters tomorrow night with Jay and Dave for Brekkie here at Triple F.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Come on. 35 around Halliday Bay. Let's play Last Word.
For Lone Star Rib House, where kids eat free all day. Jay and Dave's Last Word.
Okay, Scott in West Mackay, mate. You can stop singing Ghostbusters now, all right?
Right out, mate. Knocked it off.
Good song, wasn't it, eh? Good song. Remember that song?
It is a good song.
It is a good song. All right, Last Word. You want to play against Dave, I hear?
Yep, let's go.
All right, so we'll give you a category, Scott and Dave, and Scott, we'll start with you first. And we'll to and fro between the two of you until one person can't answer anymore or we get the same answer twice, okay?
Okay.
Here we go, Scotty, we'll start with you first, mate. First category is toys from the 1980s.
Oh, got you covered.
Oh, Pac-Man.
That was a toy, okay. He-Man.
Transformers.
Stretch Armstrong.
Slinkies.
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Cabbage Patch Dolls. Barbie Dolls.
The Viewmasters.
What is a Viewmaster? Nintendo.
Oh, no, I think that was the 90s, that one.
I scraped into 89 for sure.
No, Scott, no.
That was a good straight, though, I can tell you. That was good. Have you got your indicator on or something?
I have.
You must be on Mackay Road or something. I was going to say. All right. Here we go. Category number two. Dave, we start with you on this one. Technology we didn't have 20 years ago.
The internet.
Discman.
Okay. iPhones. Smartphones.
20 years ago. Oh, I'm gone.
Thank you very much, Scotty.
You gave it a good go, mate, though.
That was a shocker.
You know what? You're still using your indicator in Mackay. Stay there. We're going to give you a prize. Nobody ever uses their indicator in Mackay. Stay there, Scott. That was a good run today. Good run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know I was always going to win the 80s-inspired thing, right? That category.
I think there'd probably be more people out there who are more 80s-inspired than you are, though.
Care Bears was another one. Remember those things?
I used to have the one with the rainbow on it.
Smurfs, the little tiny little thing. Did you really?
which is very fitting now.
It is, actually, yeah.
It's my mum's fault for buying the Rainbow Care Bear.
There you go, Janet Shipston. It's all your fault.
Your fault. Back on Monday, Lone Star does the last word with us each weekday. Dave, you know we've been doing this good luck truck for the last few weeks, or soliciting for people to let us know about, yeah, you know, folks in our region who need a leg up or a hand up or just something nice done for them.
Yeah, and we've had thousands of entries. Yeah. We're not choosing the people either anymore. You know, we just said last year, not doing it. It's too hard.
Well, we've got one person who's really deserving of a visit from the Good Luck Truck. Don't go anywhere. It's thanks to Mars Pizza Kitchen doing it after this commitment.
Wikipedia!
In a few moments' time, I got to apologise about yesterday's breakfast show.
Why is that? Why?
Did you notice I was a little off colour yesterday?
I noticed you were a little bit funny at times, yeah. A little bit loopy almost too.
To the point that I was sitting here thinking, I'm going to pass out. I feel like I'm going to pass out. I was
really?
Got all blurry in the eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, and even towards the 8:30 hour when we were just wrapping the show up,
yeah,
I felt like I was slurring my voice, my speech. I couldn't concentrate. I just felt like I was going to pass out.
Okay. Why is that? Why? What was going on in your head?
Well, I came to work yesterday to get, to do work.
Yeah.
And I arrived, and I wasn't feeling the best, so I needed to take to Zyrtec.
Yeah.
Right? And I've picked up the Zyrtec in your drawer,
sure,
where we keep the medication,
yeah,
and
it's like the pharmacy, yeah,
it's like communal,
yeah.
Anybody who wants something in this building that needs medication, go see Dave.
Cold and flu tablets.
He's the dealer. He's got Sudafed like it's no tomorrow. You can't buy codeine anymore. Just buy it from Dave.
Yeah, but I know what you're like as well, because you need your Zyrtec for the lupus and everything, yeah, else. So I always have at the very least one. Most of the time, two packets, just in case.
So I rock up to work at 3:45. No one was here. I didn't bother ringing you to ask you if I could take some Zyrtec. I know where it was.
Yeah.
So I've gone into the drawer, picked up what I thought was Zyrtec.
Yeah.
Popped two. Looks remarkably the same on the outside.
Sure.
In my mouth, straight away. Gone.
Okay.
Throughout the show, I'm noticing that still don't feel any better. I actually feel worse. Anyway,
yeah,
it wasn't until after our meeting yesterday and I was about to drive home that I'd realised that I'd picked up the wrong medication from your department, your pharmacy drawer.
Okay, you can't blame me for this one.
No.
Because I wasn't here. You obviously went into the drawer,
yep,
and that's fine. I don't mind that whatsoever.
Parents, this is why your kids, you should have locks on your cabinets for the medication.
Okay, so what do you reckon you've picked up?
I picked up Sandoz. What the hell is Sandoz or Xandoz?
Okay.
Because I'm telling you now, I got home, I had to go out and do some stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
From extra something I do on the side.
Yeah.
Got home, and I just sat on the bed, and luckily I just sat down because I'd passed out.
Yeah. I can tell you what those were, okay?
What is Sandoz?
That's the name of the company that make some, and this is my fault. I shouldn't have put those in there. They were like extras for me. You know how a couple of years ago I was taking some medication for mental health?
Is that what it is?
That's what those things were.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it does. It knocks you out, doesn't it?
I was blurry-eyed. I was like, I literally had dribble coming out of my mouth. Like in the meeting. We had a board meeting for like 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep my eyes open looking at the computer screen because it was all Skyped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, they can tell. I've got like, and I'm sitting here and I've got the wetness around the side of my mouth, dribble coming out.
I did notice that. I was going to say something. It's like, hang on a second.
I picked up the wrong medication.
Yeah. And it was strong medication. Okay. Right. That one I will take out.
Yeah.
Because that was for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're lucky I didn't pick up the little blue pill.
Okay. That would do the opposite to you, okay? I'm telling you now.
I steered clear from that one, I can tell you. All right, 6:25. We'll get to news headlines with Arahaj in just a moment and play Wikipedia next, Triple M. Thanks to Mars Pizza Kitchen. Get delivering into your driveway now by registering triplem.com.au. If I could have my wish, I would have the biggest... if you have not tried yet, by the way, this is not an ad for McDonald's, but
right,
you need to do this before Easter is over and done with.
Okay.
The Cadbury cream egg McFlurry. My God.
Is that a thing, is it?
Oh, my God. It's like white soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
They've got, it's like custard.
On the inside of the thing?
No,
they don't have the egg?
No, it's an ice cream.
Oh, right.
So it's McFlurry.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, okay, yeah.
White ice cream. So
yeah.
Self-serve. Then they put yellow custard over top of it.
Right.
And then crushed up chocolate bits on top.
Ah.
So it's like a disassembled Cadbury cream egg. Yeah, and it's available for a limited time only. It's not an ad, by the way, for Macca's, but I'm telling you now, those things should be a whole year-round thing.
Really?
My God, I
you
hate
like them that much?
Yeah, they're so good.
There's a lot of things that were limited time only.
Why
which,
do they do that?
Just to pee you off.
Like the caramilk thing, for example.
Yeah.
Cadbury caramilk, everyone's doing it. We tried it. You're not a huge chocolate fan, but even you said it was nice.
Yeah, it was okay, yeah. It was palatable, if that's a word. For me, though, those limited time things are more the savoury types of things. Like KFC, they have this thing called a double burger. There's no bun to it. It's just two slabs of chicken breast.
So why get rid of it? If they know how popular these things are, like Macca's with the Cadbury milk cream egg thing, McFlurry, plus the burger from KFC and...
Yeah.
Why do they get rid of it if they know how popular they are? They'll make a killing out of that.
I have absolutely. Maybe because they know we'll go nuts over it. It's a bit like the whole skit with Eddie Murphy in Raw where he says, "You cannot have ice cream." You know that thing? It's like, it's just teasing you. These people in the marketing departments of all these places are just teasing us.
Well, it works because every year now I have to go to McDonald's to get one of those things.
At least one.
Yeah, because they had them last year.
Right.
So they're pretty new. 13, 27, 10. Let's take some calls on this because there's lots of things that have come through the years and have been under the bracket of limited time only where they should have stayed around forever.
Cherry Coke. Love that stuff.
Vanilla Coke is another one, actually.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I could do without the vanilla Coke, but the cherry Coke was fantastic.
And do you remember those chocolate things that they made with Woolworths? There was that TV show, Rags to Riches, what it was called.
Yeah.
And they had these chefs on there, they would cook these things, and they then whoever the winner is, it would be supplied in Woolworths. There were those chocolate brownie things.
That's right, yes.
They were the best thing in the world. Why get rid of it? It's so good.
Something wrong with them. Seriously.
13, 27, 10. I want to take some calls on this. Help us remember. The best limited time food only.
And why?
Like they've been around for a tiny bit amount of time and they've just disappeared.
It's just something wrong with the world when you can't have whatever you want when you want it.
We should just campaign to keep these things back on the shelf.
Yeah.
That's our job from now on. We'll take your calls after Keith Urban. It's 19 to 8, Jane Day for Brekkie. A wet Friday morning here at Triple M. Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. It's 7:45, live this morning for Harvey Norman Furniture. Their stock take sale is on right now here in Mackay and tops of 30 degrees, 25 around Paget right now, Dave.
It seems to us that Jay loves Easter a little bit more than he's letting on. No, it's not because of the chocolate eggs. It's not because of the Easter bilby or bunnies that he can buy. It's got to do with the McDonald's McFlurry, limited time only. What is it?
Cadbury cream egg.
Cadbury cream egg. That's
so
the one.
They've got ice cream, chocolate, custard on top, basically formulates Cadbury cream egg. We want to know from you, the limited time only food, so it only comes out for literally like a month or so.
Yeah.
Then they get rid of it.
Why? Why do they do that?
Why are you missing it? If it's like a, I don't know, the burgers or whatever it is, 13, 27, 10, we want to know why they're taking it away and what food you loved.
Mm, Rod, which one was it for you, mate?
Mm. Are those pies that KFC brought out. They were beautiful.
Pies?
Yeah, they had like the flavour of some chicken in it, and then they had like the mashed potato and gravy in it. They were beautiful.
Must have been a very limited time only. How are we only just hearing about this now?
How long ago was this?
Oh, they would have gone out again about 12 months ago, I'd say.
So they're due back now.
So it was a recent thing.
No, well, I don't know what happened. They came out and then I only got one and then they were gone again. I'm like, what the? They were beautiful.
Yeah. But that's the question, though. Why do you think they take them away after a limited time? Because if you're going to make a killing off them, and people like you, Rod, who likes it, they would make a mint out of that.
I know, right? I was frustrated as ever. They were beautiful.
Okay.
Maybe next time, if they do bring them out, you're going to have to buy about 50 of them.
And a freezer.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's like those McDonald's... Thank you for the call there, Rod. It's like those McDonald's things that they had also a while ago. It's like a brownie. They put chocolate fudge on top of it, like hot chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
And then ice cream on top.
Right. I'm seeing.
Why get rid of it?
I'm seeing a pattern with you at the moment. It's all the sweet stuff.
I am a sweet tooth. Bring back the good stuff, I say. 13, 27, 10 is a phone number.
And Sandy's given us a call. Sandy, the limited time only food for you. Which one was it?
It was that KFC pie.
Like Rod.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and I am a pie connoisseur from, because I'm from New South Wales, I love my pies.
Yeah.
And I tell you, they had the best pies. It was awesome, really.
It sounds like it.
I don't know why they don't have them.
So how long was it around for? Because limited time foods only hang around for like a small amount of time. How long was it around for?
I think it was around for like maybe 2 months, roughly.
Okay.
And it was definitely over, well over 12 months ago. It could have even been 18 months ago when it was around.
Right.
All right.
And, okay. So it wasn't on for very long. And but man, geez, they were good. I would have had one every day.
See, that's what I'm saying. They couldn't make an absolute mint out of those sort of things. Thanks for your call there, Sandy.
Hey, Nicole, have you got limited time only food you wish was around all the time?
Yeah, sure do. How you going, guys?
Good. What have you got for us?
Yeah, that's the way. Do you remember Fanta? You know Fanta, the soft drink?
Yeah.
They used to have a watermelon-flavoured sour Fanta.
Yes, I did. That was awesome.
It was the bomb, wasn't it? It was
sour.
And sour. It was sour watermelon-flavoured Fanta.
It was beautiful. It was great.
Hey, and I think they brought it back for a little bit, but it just wasn't the same.
So, could you buy it here at Mackay, like convenience shops and stuff, or where do you buy it from?
Yeah, for sure. Like anywhere, okay. Anywhere you can get like soft drink and stuff. It was awesome. Dave remembers, hey?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, Dave, yeah. Anything sugary drink-wise, Dave can tell you any about that. Thanks for your call, Nicole.
That was beautiful. That was sour. Really, really... Yeah, but it doesn't sound good, but I'll tell you what, you taste it, your taste buds go into overdrive.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays, or drop us a message and we'll give you a call back. It's 10 minutes to 8, Jane Day for Brekkie.
Hi, Monique, how are you?
No, not Monique. It's
no.
Monique. Monique's just gone out.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah.
How far away is she?
She's probably just down the road. I can ring her and get her to come back.
Tell her to come back as soon as possible. Don't tell her we're here.
She's on her way back.
There was no mucking around at all. You're like, come back now. Come back now. So what kind of person is Monique? We hear that she's a lovely person. But
she is lovely. Yeah. Honestly, she is the most loveliest girl ever.
Yeah.
Like, she's been through so much and she's still going strong, which is really good.
You didn't nominate her, did you?
Yes, I did. I actually nominated her. She's my housemate, so yeah.
Should we just wait for her to get out of the car? Pretend like we're doing a delivery for Macy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel
there you go, Macy. Don't you feel special, hey?
Hi.
Hello.
How are we?
Jane, you're a little bit worried, aren't you?
Yeah.
We've just been talking to Macy, who's told us, you know, a little bit about your story and how lovely you are and, you know, doing things, you know, trying to work as hard as you can and the loss of child and all that sort of stuff. So, firstly, bunch of flowers for you.
Thank you for that.
We've been told also that, you know, it's kind of hard to keep on top of bills and all that sort of stuff. It's always a bit of a hassle. So we got a message from you from Amanda from Mars Pizza Kitchen.
Hi, Monique. It's Amanda from Mars Pizza Kitchen. We have heard you're going through a tough time at the moment and something that we have been through personally ourselves as well. And to hopefully make things a little bit better, and we want you to spoil yourself, we're giving you $500 cash, not to be spent on bills, but to be spent on you, and hopefully make you smile and have a better time than what you've been having lately. So $500 cash just for you to spend on yourself and spoil yourself.
Aww. There you go.
Everyone's crying.
We know how hard it is. So.
Thank you so much. That's okay.
Hopefully that can brighten your day a little bit. And you know.
We had to try and get you back here. And Macy came up with something. Just get home now.
Get home now.
I was like, serious?
But look, take away with it and, you know, enjoy your flowers and, you know, use the money and spoil yourself like Amanda said, okay?
Thank you for that.
There you go. Good luck, truck. I need some tissues.